For decades now, all Milwaukee City employees have had to live within city boundaries, with a handful of exceptions. But then back in 2013, the state legislature passed a law that removed those requirements, but it did allow for cities to require certain employees, including police and fire, to live within 15 miles of city limits. And now Milwaukee's Finance Committee will consider extending residency incentives. Should public workers have to live where they work? We're at 800-642-1234. Corrine Hess is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So let's look at these incentives for some city employees. Help us understand what is going on, you know, with this whole incentive program for municipal employees.
Well, following the ban in 2013, the city began providing employees that were not represented by a union incentives to live in the city. So if they live in the city, they're not represented by a union, they get a 1.5% salary bump. And now the city's talking about wanting to try to expand that to police and fire.
So 1.5% pay bump if they are not represented by a union?
Correct, yes. And if they stay in the city.
What does unions have to do with this incentive program?
Well, when the legislature changed this and the Supreme Court upheld it, the whole thing had to do also with Act 10. And police and fire were exempt, so they didn't have to they negotiate. They don't have to be part of this. They negotiate their salary. And they negotiate where they live, everything. So even if the city council passes this, they're going to have to decide whether or not they accept it.
So what is the impact of this policy in Milwaukee? How has it been?
Well, it hasn't been great for the city. Out of about 6,500 employees, about 1,600 have left. And that's 25%.
And so that's quite a few people leaving. Can they tie it to this particular stipulation, this policy of living within city boundaries?
They can. This has happened just since the policy went into place.
And so the city is currently considering expanding this residency incentive policy. You know, what does that look like, this expansion or extension?
Well, like you said, right now you get a 1.5% salary bump if you're a non-union employee. If they go ahead and they negotiate with police and fire, and that's really a big if, I'm not sure if the police and fire unions will even accept that, you know, it could really mean more money for the city employees that are not represented, because, of course, if police and fire are getting more money, they could get more money, too.
Has this led to some pay gaps in the past?
It has led to pay gaps, because right now people that are getting the incentives are getting a little bit more money. Police and fire aren't getting more money. It's kind of a big mess right now. Today, the finance committee is going to meet. They're also going to talk about just hiring a consultant to look at different ways to keep people living in the city.
Corey Hess is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. We're talking about municipal residency requirements and the debate over whether public employees should have to live in the jurisdictions where they work. The city of Milwaukee is looking to extend its residency incentives to police and fire. And so if the incentives are expanded to include police and firefighters, would it affect people who already live in the city?
Well, that's another thing they are looking at. So right now they are, they're already getting the pay bump, but they are looking at kind of overhauling that whole program too.
What would a consultant do? What would they look at?
Several other states and municipalities have also eliminated by legislative action, municipal, boundary requirements, and they've offered incentives to employees. So I think this consultant would look at what those states have done.
And we've seen these residency requirements really go away across the country. I mean, Minneapolis, I saw in 1999 when their police and fire residency requirements went away. Why these jurisdiction requirements are going away in cities around the country?
You know, I think one argument against them is to try to attract more talent to work in the city. When former Governor Scott Walker was making the argument for it, he was saying that it would attract more teachers to Milwaukee public schools. So, or just more talent in any department if people don't have to live in the city. That's one thing that people have said.
So Milwaukee used to have this law that required municipal employees to live within city boundaries. That law, as you said, was struck down by lawmakers in 2013. Why was the city's response to create a residency incentives program? Could that be considered a loophole?
I don't think it is a loophole, mainly for the fact that, you know, this is being done across the country. And Milwaukee is really worried about this. If 25% of people have already left, this is really an economic hardship on the city. People that work here would buy homes here, they shop here, they do things in the city. So I think they want to keep their employees in the city.
Yeah, why is it so important for city workers, for safety personnel to live where they work?
In talking to an alderman this week, he was saying that when he speaks to his constituents, they say that they just feel safer having their safety personnel living here. And also, they feel more connected to the community. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure, but that's been the argument.
So what will you be watching for today as the Finance Committee takes this up?
Well, it will be interesting if they decide to go ahead and move forward with trying to do the collective bargaining with police and fire. Both unions did not want to respond to comments. And even the alderman that I spoke to doesn't think that they would go forward with wanting to collectively bargain for this. I'm not sure if they will want to take on this fight. The union negotiations begin in the summer.
So union negotiations begin in the summer, and right now this issue is at the Finance Committee. Where would the Finance Committee take it from here?
To the full City Council.
To the full City Council. What would the timeline look like for that?
Well, that would probably happen in May. And then another thing that would need to be looked at is how much money non-union employees would make for staying in the city, and that would be a full separate item in discussion.
And that full separate item in discussion, is there debate around that?
Well, that would probably come up later in May. And again, probably, yes, that would be a whole nother debate.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Corinne Hess is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. We've been talking about how the city of Milwaukee is considering extending incentives for its public safety personnel to live within city boundaries. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.